A big thanks to Mr. Merrill students for getting things started. Today we have a packed show, so let's go ahead and get to it. First up, hearings on Capitol Hill. Now, you're not going to see any pictures from these hearings, and you're not going to hear anything that was said in them either. That is because these are closed hearings. That means no members of the media, no members of the public are allowed inside. We do know what they are about, though. This, the attack on a U.S. facility in Benghazi, Libya. It happened just over 2 months ago. The members of Congress who are running the hearings have questions about how the attacks happened and what happened afterward. They're hoping to get answers. Martha Shade has more on who will be at the hearings and what issues are expected to come up.
Several of Washington's power players will be on Capitol Hill expecting to be grilled about the deadly consulate attack in Benghazi, Libya. U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed in the September 11th assault. Former CIA Director David Petraeus is scheduled to address the Senate House Intelligence Committee. His testimony was in question after his sudden resignation last week.
He's necessary. He understands and was there during the time when the Benghazi events occurred.
Some Republicans have been going after U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice. After the violence, she said intelligence pointed to a spontaneous, not pre-planned attack. Senator John McCain said Rice was deceptive, while Senator Lindsey Graham just doesn't trust her.
And the reason I don't trust her is because I think she knew better, and if she didn't know better, she shouldn't be the voice of America.
President Barack Obama had a message to the senators in Rice's defense.
If Senator McCain and Senator Graham and others want to go after somebody, they should go after me. And I'm happy to have that discussion with them.
The senators oppose Rice possibly being nominated to Secretary of State to replace Hillary Clinton and say they will do whatever they can do to block it. Senator Rand Paul says he's no fan of Rice, but there are bigger issues at play.
But I think the more important question is, why were there no Marines guarding our ambassador?
Who made that decision is likely to be discussed during these hearings. I'm Martha Shade reporting.
Next up, we're looking at a fine, not just any old fine, the largest criminal fine in U.S. history. It's $1.2 billion, and the company that's paying it is BP. You might remember this, an explosion in 2010 in a BP oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico, a massive oil spill that leaked more than 200 million gallons of oil into the water, and the serious environmental problems when some of that oil washed up along the U.S. Gulf Coast. Yesterday, BP reached a settlement with the U.S. government. The company will pay $4.5 billion. That includes the record fine, and it covers other criminal charges and government penalties. BP has already agreed to pay $20 billion to cover damages from the spill and nearly $8 billion to private victims. For perspective, in the 2 years since the oil spill happened, BP has made $43 billion in profits. You've heard us talk about this fiscal cliff. It's a series of automatic government spending cuts and tax increases that could hit Americans next year if Congress and President Obama don't figure out a way around them. Here's a look at how the fiscal cliff could impact education. School districts nationwide would have less money, so after-school programs, enrichment programs, sports could be cut. More teachers could lose their jobs or get paid less. And many schools wouldn't be able to make needed repairs, upgrade computers, or get new textbooks. Because so many schools have been struggling with less money after the recession hit, this fiscal cliff could make things worse. And that's why so many people in education are paying attention to what happens as Congress and the President try to find a solution.